This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.
Stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank, of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And we are very excited to chat it up with Ted about our favorite topic, which is travel.
Kind of is our favorite topic.
It is.
We should maybe just come up with a different show and call it the Used Tire Show.
Or the Used Tire Show. Where'd you get
that? The Lawnmower Show. I don't know.
Dan told me something today that I didn't know, speaking of lawnmowers. Did you know that James Comey, former FBI director, when he mows the lawn, he listens to Taylor Swift? Yeah. Did you know that?
He's a very odd individual, so that would not surprise me. That would not surprise
Dan
me.
Dan said.
So when I was young, I'll tell you a story that I've never even told
out loud.
Are
you a Swiftie too?
No. Sure. No, I didn't even actually know what Taylor Swift was until a few years ago. And I was at a travel conference in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
And there were all these young women. Dressed the same, rather provocatively, and dressed the same.
Okay.
And I couldn't figure out what was going on, and everybody was saying, well, they're going to the big concert. And it turned out it was the Taylor Swift concert. I had no idea. So that's how I learned what a Taylor Swift
what
was.
What a Taylor but Swift
when
is.
I would mow the lawn when I was young, I had a Walkman.
Oh, yeah.
Remember Walkman with cassette tapes in it? And guess what I listened to? So I'll give you the year. It was probably 1986, 87,
86, Aerosmith.
Nope. I listened to the Top Gun soundtrack.
Oh, now that is great.
Yeah, so that was my lawnmower. Kenny Loggins. Yep. Oh, boy.
Who else was on there?
Well, and then I think I would listen to the Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack, too.
Oh, I can hear it. Near.
On a tape, and I'd have to turn it over. Like, you'd have to stop and turn. Could you imagine if you showed, like, your kids that? Today, they'd be like, Mom, what the heck is that? Why do you have to turn this thing?
That was the coolest thing ever back in the day.
And when I got my first car that had a cassette player in it.
Oh, I know it.
I knew I had made it in life.
Yeah, that's old technology now.
There we go.
For sure.
So we've done our lawnmower episode. Yes. We'll call it the lawnmower episode.
Oh, I love it. Well, what are we going to talk about today, please?
Well, I thought we would actually talk about something a little less lighthearted. Stress.
Stress.
As it relates
to... This is the travel show.
Travel. I know. Sometimes when we think about travel, we think it's all, you know, beautiful sunsets and good food and things like that. But there's actually a lot of stress related to travel.
Is it that we put it on ourselves?
Well, I think maybe the first place we put stress on ourselves is in planning trips. And it actually surprises me how many people almost have a little bit of a moral judgment about, I can plan my own trip and I don't want to ask for help. And at some point, they'll usually come across my path and I'll talk to them. And I realize how much they've stressed themselves out trying to do something that we do all day, every day.
For sure. Right.
And so, you know, we can kind of take that stress away.
Is travel stressful for you to plan?
Because I know.
Because you have tools.
Yeah, I'm a professional. Okay. That's what I do. But I think, you know, you think about all the things that go into a trip.
For sure.
Even a relatively simple trip. And then we all think to ourselves, well, let's look on the internet for the answer. And of course, anytime you try to find the answer on the internet, one of two things happen. Either you end up going down a totally unrelated rabbit hole.
For sure.
And learning about, like, Kenny Loggins.
I know.
Or you very quickly get overwhelmed by the number of choices that are out there. And then you freeze.
Yeah.
And I kind of liken it to DIYing a home improvement project. Like, I think there's one defining factor of all DIY home improvement projects I've ever encountered.
And what is that?
They never get finished. Does anybody have a home improvement project that ever got finished? No. And it's because there's something that's either hard that comes up in the process.
Or you ran out of that last strip of wallpaper.
Or it's unpleasant. And I think, what do we do when we have something hard or unpleasant in our lives?
We push through, Ted Blank.
No, we do not. We push it to the very bottom of our priority list and we read about Kenny Loggins on the internet. You know, he's probably got a TikTok channel now. No, so I think when it comes to planning travel, a lot of people have a lot of dreams and aspirations and bucket lists and ideas, and they start to go down the path themselves and they realize how difficult it is. They realize how many choices are out there, you know. I might ask a friend or something like that, but you're like, well, you know, my friend Mo said that this was a really great option, but, you know, she and I maybe have different preferences or different interests.
I just had this conversation with somebody. They were talking about how much fun they had, and they don't like to eat out, and so they stayed in an Airbnb, and I'm just like, okay, what?
That's my worst nightmare. I mean, really, like, what's the point of going on vacation if I have to cook my own dinner?
Okay, but again, people have different ideas. So, no, I never take people's advice.
And look at drive down your street. Everybody drives a different car.
For sure.
Now, today, they're all either white or black. There are no choices in car colors anymore.
I know.
But travel's the same way. And so I think people get really, really overwhelmed. There's so much out there that looks great. And yet, it's expensive.
So you don't want to make a bad decision.
And in order to make a better decision, you kind of need to somehow figure out a way to power through that stress and that difficulty that's there. And so instead of, you know, reaching out to a professional to install your toilet, a lot of people just leave that project unfinished. And you end up using one bathroom out of your house instead of two. Or you end up going back to the same old place year after year after year because that stress of the planning has kind of frozen you in place. And so I think if we all kind of just took a step back and said, you know, why haven't I done what I wanted to do? I think that's a big reason.
Because of the stress.
Of the stress and the fear.
Yeah, you encounter a lot of people like that.
Absolutely. You know, it's amazing because one of the questions I'll ask and my team will ask when we talk to somebody is, well, what research have you done? And generally people will roll their eyes and say, well, I looked at this, I looked at this, I looked at this, and I got confused. Or I got overwhelmed. Or I don't know what to trust. And that's totally legitimate.
For sure.
I mean, there is a lot of inaccurate, false, misleading information out there. There's a lot of puffery. You look at pictures of resorts and somehow the resorts that's sandwiched between the garbage dump and the end of the landing strip at the airport somehow still manages to look like it's a deluxe property. And so, you know, filters, and it's just like Hollywood stars, you know, they never look their age. Well, resorts and cruise ships never quite look like they really look like.
Interesting.
And so that's a very legitimate concern, I think, that people have. Like, what can we trust? Mm-hmm. What is information that we can trust? And I think that's where a travel advisor like myself and my team can come in. Because, you know, a lot of people ask me, well, Ted, where have you been? Or have you done this? Or have you gone there? And sometimes the answer is yes. But where I think the real reservoir of knowledge and expertise comes from is for every one trip I take for myself, and I'm a pretty well-traveled person. You know, sometimes we have to plan far enough
we
in advance to schedule a time. But I'm probably planning 20, 30, 50 trips for clients for every one that I do myself. And so that's the neat thing, is that we really have this essentially volunteer rating service.
For sure.
That's out there. Mm-hmm. And they're going to destinations, they're traveling on cruise lines, they're taking tours, they're staying in resorts, and we get to hear all about it. Mm-hmm. And when we talk to our clients after trips, we hear the good and we hear the ugly. And any trip you take, there's going to be some great and some moments that weren't so great. And so we hear that all the time, day in and day out. And that gives us a really accurate, pretty timely insight into a lot of those questions people have. And I think in this world of so much information out there, who can we actually trust? That's a big deal. And so that leads to stress. You know, it's the same stress. You try to figure out what's happening in the world. Well, what news source can you trust? What's a credible news source? What's a credible information source? And so I think that's a real piece of helping to de-stress that planning process. And then the second side of it is all the logistics that are involved. And even a relatively simple trip, maybe a, you know, domestic trip, there can be a lot of moving pieces in there and a lot of things that have to happen. And a lot of times everything has to kind of fall into the right order in order for it all to work. And if you only do it once in your life, the chances of making a mistake are pretty high. So that's another, I think, piece of the stress that sometimes stops people from planning those trips.
Well, when you talk about stress, I actually think that sometimes even positive things can be stressful.
Sure, sure.
And you're taking away then some of that uncertainty.
And uncertainty, I think, is a really, really great word. And I always like to kind of tell a story and all. What is it? I have to change the names to protect the innocent.
You better.
So it was funny because it was one of those situations that happened. Two things happened right at the same time. Mm-hmm. Shannon, who works in my office, and I had worked with some folks who were going on a trip to a really lovely, very green island in Europe.
Sure.
And so we'd put together a trip for them. It was very well planned, very comprehensive. And as the clients were traveling on their trip, she was posting on Facebook, oh my God, you know, we got to do X or we got to do Y, or, you know, it was so neat that we got to do this. Well, the reason they got to do that is because it was part of the plan. It was part of what had been planned for the trip. And at the same time, we had somebody who had come into the office and kind of had a consultation with us and came back and said, you know, we're just going to wing it. We're going to do our own thing. And so they left for the trip on the same day. And the second couple on their Facebook page posted, we're leaving tomorrow for this trip. What should we make sure we don't miss on the trip?
And we're leaving
just like,
tomorrow.
Oh, good God, what a stressful situation to arrive in a foreign country and not really have an idea of, and I'm sure they had somewhat of a plan, but like, what don't I want to miss? Well, kind of late, you know, a little late for that. And so I think, you know, the folks who planned that trip, they took a lot of the stress out of the trip. Mm-hmm. And so all those things that can be positive or negative and stressful when you're traveling, that uncertainty that's out there, a lot of that got taken away. And I think that just brings the level of stress on the whole trip down. And sometimes it's good to leave a little stress in there. You know, where are we going to go for dinner? Well, that can be kind of a fun discussion to have. You know, maybe there's a little stress involved, but relatively minor decision and mm-hmm. probably not going to make or break the vacation. But yeah, uncertainty can cause a great deal of stress, I think, for people. And that's why having that well-planned trip is important.
What do you say to people that are more fly by the seat of their pants?
Well, some people are. Mm-hmm. I mean, some people also jump out of airplanes.
Right.
Most of them wear parachutes.
Yes.
That's not for me. Right. There are different strokes right. for different folks. And some people really enjoy that. They love to wing it, and good for them. Have a great trip is really my wish for them. You know, some people can do that with great success. I think for the majority of people, it kind of comes back to that DIY situation mm-hmm. where you end up with a half-finished bathroom that doesn't quite work. And then all of a sudden you're having the company Christmas party or something like that. And then you got to kind of try to put lipstick
right, on a broken
on the pig,
potty. Yeah.
You know, so it's like, oh, we only have one bathroom. And mm-hmm. you know, the most common outcome is that you end up with something like that.
So what are some of the other things that a travel advisor can really help us with?
Yeah, it is amazing how many different policies and procedures and rules different companies have, whether they be airlines, whether they be cruise lines, and helping our clients navigate that is part of what we do. And sometimes things really can go wrong on a trip. We had some folks who just came back from a trip, very reputable company they went with, it was a cruise, and their stateroom got flooded. And actually for 3 out of the 10 days they were on the trip, they had big industrial fans running in their stateroom because it was flooded for some reason. Well, that's not okay. And on the cruise, they kind of gave them sort of a brush off, you know, here's a little bit of onboard credit, sorry for the inconvenience. Well, we followed up with the cruise line, and we book a lot of cruises
so you
with
have
this particular
more
cruise line.
Power.
So we have a little more clout mm-hmm. with them. We have the right contacts we can talk to, and we can actually talk to somebody in person and explain the situation, explain, you know, what the client would like, help mm-hmm. the client understand what's a reasonable compensation for that type of a situation. And we're able to secure that for them, which I think is great because you can't go back and fix that problem. But at least if you have some compensation for it, that can be helpful. Now, I will put a caveat on there, and that would be with airlines. They just don't care. So there's
they
very
really
little we can
do
with
they?
The airlines. But with other travel companies that are concerned about repeat business and things like that, we can definitely help when those situations arise. And sometimes things come up during a trip. And oftentimes we can intervene and, you know, head off what could be a big disaster and turn it into just a mild inconvenience. You know, it could be that a transfer doesn't show up. Or it could be that there's some bad weather and something needs to be changed kind of on the fly. And so we can often help with those things as well, which those are all things that as you're traveling and as you're going through it and like you start to see a bad weather forecast or something like that come up, that can lead to some stress as well. So we help people kind of navigate through those little bumps on mm-hmm. the road that sometimes come up when you travel.
Let's talk about the airlines. They really do have us over a barrel, don't they?
They do. I mean, you know, I think it's very difficult to run an airline. I think if you look at everything that has to go right, I think
sure.
it's a very, very difficult challenge. And I think some airlines do a much better job than other airlines in terms of how they manage things. And I understand that when you're dealing with thousands and thousands of people, you oftentimes have to have policies in place because sometimes there are people who will take advantage of the situation. But when things go really badly wrong, that's what people are going to remember. Not necessarily even what went wrong, but how did you react to it? And were you able to help in that situation? And I think there are some airlines that can be very helpful in those situations more often than not. But there are a lot that just literally don't care. And they don't care enough to even invest the money to have tools that help you, you know, rebook a flight or something like that. And so it's very, very challenging. And I think, you know, there are a lot of folks who would like to see stronger consumer protections in place for customers. And I think that's a interesting argument. I think the flip side to that is that oftentimes those can create a new set of problems that nobody really anticipated. So it's a difficult situation. And I think when you plan travel, when you need to fly, you know, you just have to build a little bit of extra time and a little bit of extra patience in, because that's just kind of the way the world works. You know, you can fly from here to literally anywhere in the world with one or two connections, and that's great. And generally, you can do it in very high level of safety and a reasonable level of comfort. And in most cases, it goes very, very smoothly. So that's to the good. But when things go wrong, with airlines especially, it often becomes one problem leads to 10 problems. And not just did you have a delayed flight and a misconnection, but now you have lost luggage. And now you missed a day of your vacation. And so there are a lot of things that can snowball. And I do wish that the airlines would do a better job of stepping up and saying, you know what, sorry, our fault. We'll take care of it. And travel insurance is something that can help out in many situations like that. So I think that is an important piece of a well-planned trip is to have travel insurance in place, because it's just like, away. Yeah, take that stress away. Just like your car insurance, you know, you don't need it till you need it. And the instant you need it, you need it. So that's a piece of it as well. But yes, I think the airlines certainly could up their game a little bit, and that would be well appreciated by the traveling public.
So again, as somebody that is in this travel world, you certainly could help us decide on a good airline to start out with even.
Yeah, and you know, we really try to pick flight schedules and things like that that are going to work for people. Mm-hmm. And then the airlines change it. And I would say really the one thing that the airlines do that I think they get away with behavior that's not acceptable is they just publish flight schedules and then they change them at the last minute and leave you holding the bag. And so it's fine to do that. But I think if you're going to do that, you need to be responsible for the consequences of that. And how much money is it worth that you, instead of having a single connection, you have two connections now? I don't know. But it should be worth something, because I guarantee you when I booked that flight, it was more expensive to book a flight with a single connection than it was with the two connections. And now I'm stuck with something. If I had bought it, it would have been a much lower price. And so I really do think that the airlines should be more attuned to that and more sensitive to that. But, you know, every airline is different. Some of them do that all the time. Some of them do it very rarely. And so that's something that, you know, because we have dozens of people traveling each month, we see what's happening kind of in real time and can help guide folks to maybe a better option. There maybe is no great option, but to a better option.
This is all such great advice, and I see how that really would help somebody's stress level for a trip.
Yeah, and vacations should be fun.
Oh,
and
my
gosh. They are fun. They should be fun, and they are fun. And I think if there's, you know, you really want to put your finger on what a travel advisor does, it's to take that stress out of the planning part of the process and also just the trip itself, knowing that, you know, there's somebody who's got your back during travel as well.
It's great. Ted, if somebody would like to meet with you in person, how could they do that?
Yeah, so best way to get a hold of us is to call us at 651-964-8245. You can also stop by our office in downtown Hudson. It's at 206 Locust Street, and we're open from 10 to 2 Monday through Thursdays for walk-ins without an appointment, or just give us a call and make an appointment, and we're happy to help you with a stress-free planning process and hopefully a stress-free trip as well.
Oh, we love that. Ted Blank, he is the host of The Travel Show. He also is the owner of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure, and we so appreciate his time on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventures.